Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Let me bang.
I do
bang.
Let you bang.
Let me bang you,
bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings,
marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Is that your daughter? Talking to your daughter?
No. It's just like there's like some building drama going on.
Oh.
And it's kind of, yeah.
All right, we started the MMA Roasted podcast. I think Russell Peters is going to join us because I'm on
nice.
I'm on tour with him in Canada.
Where are you right now?
I mean, I'm in St. George, Prince George, St. George. I'm in Prince George, Canada. Yeah. It's like all snow. It's beautiful, but I have no idea where I am. If like you told me to like point it out where I'm at a map, I would just be like Canada. I probably think of Canada right.
Are you on the east or the west of Canada?
I'm right above Vancouver.
So, oh yeah.
I guess that's the West. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
You look like you've been rolling or something, or what's going on?
Yeah, I just wrestled. I just rolled with I'm in this like, I hope this doesn't get back to the people I'm rolling with, but I'm in this kind of like Hollywood group.
Okay.
Higa Machado. Yeah, it's his class. It's Rob Weiss, you know, from Entourage and Ballers, yeah. And you know, nice
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Rob Kirkland, actor, actor, you know, they're all kind of whatever. And they all, you know, it's great because I get to be like the big dog on campus because they're all kind of like.
They're all newer. They all love jujitsu. They all want to.
They love jujitsu. They want to be tough.
But what does that have to do with your face getting all red?
Because I let them beat me up.
But they know that if you wanted to, you could destroy them.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So you're just kind of like showing them what to do right now if someone does this.
Yeah, here's how, because they're very nice guys, but they're just like, you know, it's, I mean, it's not like Mick Belt. I don't want to denigrate Higan. It's not like they're getting a Mick Belt, but you know, it's a little bit, you can get a black belt there and never rolled.
Really? That's such bullshit. They got to stop with this jiu-jitsu. Because, like, come from a wrestling background, you can't say I'm an All-American. I'm a D1 All-American. Oh, really? Well, I've never actually competed, but I'm the equivalent to a D1 All-American.
No one's ever said that. Are you serious?
What? I'm saying you can't do that. That never happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, but you're a D1 All-American. Well, yeah, but my coaches tell me that I'm good enough to be a D1 All American. So therefore,
yeah.
A tattoo that says D1 All. Fuck it. No. You're either D1 All American or you're not. And most people have lots of excuses as to why, I had the worst bracket. I you know what? I had ringworm that year. There was a guy, you know, the guy that won 4 years in a row. He was in my weight class, but you're not a fucking all American. I don't care. You are, or you aren't. So this, I'm a black belt without actually having to compete is bullshit. This fucking Derek Moneyberg said it's,
oh yeah.
You know what? He's doing it a favor because he's exposing it. He thinks he's like inspiring people. No, he's exposing how fucked up it is that you can.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu is one of the few disciplines where to get a black belt really meant something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Frank Mir broke Tim Sylvia's arm and at the UFC to win the heavyweight championship. And that's when he got his black belt. You know what I mean? It used to really have weight. And now people are like, oh, you can kind of buy your way into it. It's like a pyramid scheme.
I understand why Jake Shields, I mean, he doesn't give a shit. He's like, all right, hey man, give me $1 million and I'll fucking make you a black belt. And I, you know, a lot of people would do that, I guess, but especially if you need the money, but there should be a tournament. You should have to place, like, there are certain things that you can't get to. You can't just show up to the Olympic trials anymore unless you place top whatever in certain things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of, that should be the thing with, like, well, I'm a black belt, but I have to compete in the, because also often, like, you know, I think how it would transfer to real world situations. And if you're not putting yourself in a competitive situation, it's like, yeah, you could know all the moves you want in the world, but if you're just going to fucking freeze and suck and fucking cower down, then you just wasted all your money on a fucking black belt. If you're doing
absolutely
it to help, you know, so I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of jujitsu. I'm a fan of the art form. I love what it does. I think it saves so many people's lives. It's given people character. It's given you all kinds of the great things. But I don't like this. Either belts mean not something, or you don't, or get rid of belts.
Because yeah, I agree.
It's all fucking bullshit.
There's a picture of Ashton Kutcher getting his black belt. And he has his belt, it's like tied up like over his belly button. And I'm like, that's someone who's never rolled. Because when you roll, you got to wear your belt like a gunslinger. Everyone knows that. You wear it low, you know.
But I mean, even if you don't compete in the tournaments, you're still better for doing it. We have a kid on our team who, I'm not coaching this year, but the kid's a monster, a fucking monster. Like, and no one scored a point on him in the last 3 years. He's just too strong, too big, too good. He's awesome. He's just an awesome kid. He's a great kid. He's smart. He looks like he like a fucking Adonis. And
has he won states? Has he won like tournaments?
No. Well, what happened was he had a tournament this week. They took him out, and some kid tore him up. And it was the best thing for him because he didn't know those kids were out there.
Yeah.
Just beating up everyone in it, and it was the best thing for him. It was a wake up call for him, and that's what I think the benefits of these tournaments are for, you know, is to know that there are kids that otherwise, I mean, for Gordon Ryan to be like, oh yeah, I've seen lots of black belts and he could beat black. Yeah. But dude, you're fucking Gordon Ryan. It's like,
yeah.
You think Michael Jordan is going to like know how good somebody is? If, if he's going up against high school or colleges, he's not going to be, oh, well that guy's better. You're on such a fucking higher level that you can't even see the
game, recognize it. Yeah,
you can, but not really. I mean, yeah. I don't know. So I don't know where the fuck mayhem is, because I'm fucking exhausted. I got no sleep, and I wasn't gonna do a fucking show, and then mayhem's like, we're fucking doing it. And then Don Fry, literally, I'll be like, hey Don Fry, the show is on Thursday, and then I'll get a phone call from them on Tuesday going, where is everybody? I'm like, no, Don, the fucking show is
Thursday.
Oh,
poor Don.
And then we
gotta go fund me for his Wi-Fi, by the way.
And then he's like, hey, you fucking homo. The show starts. Then it was 2 hours ago. He wanted to start the show. And I'm like, bro, it's noon. It's noon PST. And now it's 12:10 and no one knows where the fuck Don Fry is. So I don't know. We'll just start the show.
You're hurting cats, Adam. You're hurting cats with this podcast.
Yeah, fuck it. You know, listen, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going with the podcast.
Power through it.
This is a podcast. This is therapy. And I know, listen, my YouTube has been shadow banned 10,000 times. Why? Probably from all the podcasts that you've heard and the whatever. So when I
Sean McCorkle, podcast, number one, Sean McCorkle.
Corkle, Don Fry. I mean, name it, right? So yes, I could start a new YouTube channel with just MMA Roasteds and it'll do really well. You know what? Start it for me because I don't have the fucking time. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to, I'm writing for the number one talk show. I'm one of five writers for the number one talk show in
That's
the country,
amazing.
In Gutfeld. I'm writing 25 to 30 jokes a day on top of monologues, on top of this. And I have to do my own act. I'm opening for fucking Russell Peters, who's, I don't know, arguably the top comic in the country, or the world, one of the biggest countries in the comics of the world. And I'm
top 10 for sure.
Then I got to fucking be a father and a husband. And my wife isn't, she's working freelance. So I got to put fucking food and money on the fucking table. And I'm doing trying to sell this, sell that. Just, it's all fucking whatever. So I don't have time to start brand new YouTube things for podcasts that aren't really that economically viable right now. Okay. But if you want to do it, please, or clip up the show. I'm giving you permission.
Whoever yeah. The show, clip it up.
Make little clips and post it on, and I'll repost it. But
you can't get some intern out of college who just wants to impress you.
I probably can, and I probably should. I have a list of shit I got to fucking do, Bill, and you know it. And it's just a matter of like, first thing is like things that pay me automatically, things that pay me. I have 900 pages of jokes right now, 900 pages of jokes that I have to go through and be like, for this, it's for this, it's for that. And it's driving me fucking insane. But I love you. The fact that you guys are like, you guys are underrated. This is my favorite show. I love you. Why doesn't it get more views? I know it doesn't get more views. I know it. You don't have to keep telling me. It's fucking, they're backhanded compliment. Okay. It's like telling someone, oh, I thought you were funny, or man, you should do this for a living. I get it, man.
Don't give up. Don't give up, Adam. Don't
give up or whatever. All right. So Jason is, I can't even see him. I just see a Zoom user. I don't even, I that could be Sean. That could, plus I have to guess who's on the show because my fucking co-host don't know how to use cameras. I don't know how to use Wi-Fi. My other fucking Bill is being evicted from the start of the show. I got to hear it evicted. Fucking Jason Miller is doing great as long as I don't know what he's on. I saw a fucking thing where it says I have too much sugar. Really? Sugar? You have too much sugar? That's your fucking problem? It just says Zoom user. This could either be McCorkle or it could be Don Fry. I don't even know what. No one does this podcast that isn't in a fucking car. Okay. I don't even know if that's even Mayhem's car. It could be anybody's fucking car. Who the fuck knows? Okay.
This is the best part of the podcast.
I don't even think it has a fucking license right now, to be honest. And Zoom user is probably McCorkle, who's hurting 37 fucking. Oh, it's Don. Of course, it's Don Fry. Don Fry.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Or, you know,
hey. Man, finally,
Don Fry was working for ICE before there was ICE. He was the fucking. He was the patrol agent.
He was the inspiration for ICE.
Seriously, Jason, how That's are right. you?
I'm great, man. I'm really great. I got to be honest with you.
What's going on? What's
I got? I got too many. Well, I got fighters to deal with all the time. I'm driving to Forge right now from Matador Training Center, where I got a heavyweight fighter fighting for a damn the gentleman that we actually had on the show last week on the most underrated show of the absolute century for mixed martial arts, MMA Roasted.
So you're talking about Sean Merriman?
Look, Sean Merriman has a show coming up, and I got two different fighters fighting on that show. We just so happened to be doing some business together.
That's amazing. I love that. I fucking love that. Now, speaking of which, Jason, there was a video that I posted to you. I don't know if you guys saw it, where you're fighting a guy that's probably like 175 pounds bigger than you. Did you see this?
That was like the back of the day, man, where you could get away with some freak show fights. Yeah, the 400-pound monster, Stephon Gamlin. Hey, Stephon Gamlin, yeah, is a big, like, football dude that was trying MMA and was agreed to fight me in Hawaii. Went back when you could do that.
Okay, so this is Hawaii. Are there any weight classes involved or like?
No, that was the thing. It was a freak show fight. You know, we knew that Nevada was like squeezing off this type of shows. And so we were like, well, this is the last time we could do it. So let's get a big monster guy. Yeah. And yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was fun. My back still feels that one, I think.
Bill, you watching this? Okay, here you're running away from the guy.
Yeah, he was so huge, bro. He was so huge. I had to run away, bro. Like, listen, I kicked him. It was like kicking an industrial refrigerator.
Then you took a shot.
I had to take a shot, bro. It was kind of like, honestly, a little desperation.
I can't believe you got that shot, by the way.
Huh?
I can't believe you got that shot. You were so low.
Buddy,
you were so
listen,
big.
That was high school wrestling, dude. High school wrestling ingrained in me, okay? I took the shot. The guy squished me, but I was okay because I had his leg. And I just stuck with it and ran around to the side. And he had to give up his back. He had to give up, or he knew I was going to get his back and choke him out. So he tried to go to fucking back down to the mat, and it was over with. I started hammering
him. Did you actually finish high school, by the way? I don't think you – no one even knows you finished high school.
Yeah, no, it's true. I did because I got to walk across the stage, even though the last semester I didn't go to any class except for weightlifting.
But they wanted you out of the school. They were like, get this guy out of the school.
Well, here's the thing is that this kid fucking ratted me out about a milk, so I slapped the shit out of him in front of everybody in the parking lot.
Got it.
A milk.
Now, Jason, you are – how come no one – you never see people throw these knees anymore in MMA?
I'll tell you why, because nobody understands wrestling anymore. And so it's like they don't have that feel on the ground to be able to high knee up and get him into the ribs. Also, I will say, defense levels have gone up a lot. Everybody knows how to squirm out from the bottom when you try to throw that knee. You know, the game is more advanced these days.
Were you kneeing his head too?
No, there's not. I think for this match, though, that was illegal. But yeah, that was legal in Japan.
Now, I found this because Carol Parisian went on Rampage's podcast and said he said you guys fought and he beat you up.
Listen, he did kind of. But not really, motherfucker. Like, he got me in an arm bar, but I didn't care. Like, my arms didn't break. Like, my arms, you couldn't tap me out with the arm bar. Mayhem, young mayhem. Like, yeah, right. I just will, like, ignore it and just punch you with the other hand.
Well,
like,
I couldn't find the clip. I watched the whole clip of him beating somebody up, and then it said, that's not mayhem. So,
I know exactly. The fight was closer than he remembers. He did out grapple me after I fucking wore myself out going bananas on him. Like, I like it was like all over him. Like, first round was good, and I was like having fun. And he armbarred me, but I was talking shit the whole time. I was like, I don't care, I'm fine. I remember that. And then the Armenians got mad and threw a fucking fit at us, me and Rampage. We got in a fight with like a whole room. That's the part he didn't tell. He didn't tell that part where all his homies were and Rampage, I think that was the time Rampage took off his chain and was like, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, motherfucker.
Dude, Rampage taking off his chain. And Armenians wanting to like compare chains.
I might have got that story mixed up, to be honest. That was a different time, but whatever, man. Yo, but like we never had that third round, Caro.
So more importantly, Don Fry, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just listening to the man regurgitate some fights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, Don, you fought a guy. What was it, Aki Bono?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And he had a 300-pound weight advantage over you?
Yeah, at least. Maybe 400. He's a big old boy. Big old boy.
How do you train for a guy that has a 400-pound weight advantage over you?
You just train like you normally do, you know? So sometimes you have two guys get on top of you at the same time.
I mean, do you fuck really fat women to prepare for the ground game or something? Because this.
Oh, hell no. I don't do that for anything, man. I'd rather lose.
I don't know. I've had some pretty fun fat women in my life. And, you know, and so has Mayhem, because I've seen them. So, you know.
I was going to say, I'll knock together two of them girls and make a 3/4-ounce patty.
Sometimes those fat girls will surprise you with some of those skills.
Yeah. Wait, but what I was getting at is sometimes you have a threesome, sometimes you have a 3/4-ounce patty.
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, every girl that I've seen, Bill, anytime a girl goes, I know Bill Dawes, it's the exact same girl. It's like a skinny girl who's like a little bit, it's like 30 something, has been totally kind of bitter, and like you can see the
So
fucking
wait, you're saying he dates the average Hinge user?
yeah,
Very.
basically,
You can see
like,
the
yeah,
failure and frustration and the and like I came
right?
to Hollywood
Not
to
even a divorce. She doesn't even have a divorce on her record. She just has
make
like a bunch of cats.
Oh, she's
She has
let
like
down.
maybe like two abortions, no divorce.
Let down so
She's
many
like
times.
super.
Pretty.
She's super into her religion, but only because her family wants it.
Kind of. Yes. And they're all like, "Oh, I know Bill." And I'm like, "Oh, you dated him." They're like, and then they just get silent. They don't say no. It's just a
Hey,
silence.
no, you know why? You know why, right? Because in that silence, they hear that song. All around me are familiar
Familiar faces,
faces,
worn out
worn out
faces.
places.
Bill,
I
am I right? Am I
gotta learn
wrong?
the rest of those lyrics.
I will neither conform nor deny.
You
You might be
conform.
you partially right.
So meanwhile, I had a show last Saturday at the Laugh Factory, right? So I'm following this guy, nice guy, a Mexican guy, tattoos all over his face, all over his head, like just he. And then in the green room, he's telling me about how he had to take a break from comedy because he'd been arrested seven times or eight times. The last one was for a high speed chase where he had, coke on him, and he like didn't stop. So he did like 2 years for that. Before that, he robbed a Taco Bell. But he gave some of the money to the workers on the way out, and then he took all of his like Mex-a-Melts and burritos, and they went to his house and found all the Taco Bell he'd eaten. I mean, just super nice guy, but like just fucking the stage, and like just all energy. Anyway, so I go on
I
stage.
gotta tell you,
Mayhem,
I
huh?
gotta tell you, seems like a fun guy. Seems like a
Nice
fun
seeing
guy.
Mayhem.
Seems like a guy you'd like to go on a caper with.
Dude, so the crowd's all Mexican, right? All Mexican dudes who may have had similar backgrounds, right? So then it's extra innings, and the
Oh,
Dodgers
yeah.
are on. So I'm on stage, and half the people are looking down, like I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
So I'm thinking these guys hate me, like what? And all of a sudden I hear woo, like fucking so people screaming because the Dodgers scored, like just dude. It was ins I was it was la I was laughing, but it was like, oh my God. So I'm like, why even have a
Oh,
show?
it's like the OJ Simpson chase.
Dude, I'm like, why even have a show where I'm on stage, no one's paying attention, people are cheering on the fucking Dodgers, but they were so I had him having a good time
Adam, though,
taking
Adam,
part of the
come
whole
on,
thing. Yeah.
bro. Adam, you're a professional, bro. You could have scheduled yourself to shut the fuck up in the ninth inning.
I could have. No, I was making fun of everyone, making fun of the situation. Two Asian guys got up and left, and I'm like, "Oh, you guys, is it time for study hall?" And then I was like, just, I made 1,000 jokes about the Mexicans that they were having, because I was like, "Oh, this guy's cheering because he found out he's having three more kids," or "Oh, this guy's off his parole," "Oh, this guy's doing this." So I was reenacting why they were cheering, and it ended up being a good show. Meanwhile, McCorkle just showed up
Yeah, oh
and left.
yeah. Bro, you're so good at that, bro. Like, I don't know how you're like a magical Mexican joke man. What else Mexican jokes were you hitting him with? What
A
else did
lot
you hit
more.
him?
I'm not sure if you're.
I train with a lot of Mexican kids. I gotta zing them. Give me some.
Oh, dude, are you kidding? There was a lot of ice jokes. All right,
Yeah.
so here we go. Now,
There it is. Everyone's driving today.
yes, dude, this is great. We should all just fuck. It'd be funny if you all three crashed, of or all four of you just ran
Into
into
each
each
other. Be like,
other.
hey, we should do the show. We should do the show with Don Fry on CB Radio. Breaker, breaker, 1-9. It's Mayhem on the road. I'm heading up to 5 to Mission Road. Can I come back? Holler.
Oh man, now
Holler, is that how you
all
end
in
it?
the whole illegal betting. So you guys didn't watch the fights last week, I'm sure, because this is an MMA podcast. But there were two crazy things that happened, right? Number one, the guy that I was saying that just spams overhand rights, the pitcher, right? So he had he's a heavyweight guy, he's throwing rights. All of a sudden, he gets backed up against the cage. The other guy throws a 20-piece combo, and he starts going like this. They call the fight. Turns out the guy got poked in the eye, right? So they already said it was over. But then the ref looks at the instant replay, realizes it did he did get poked, right? But the round ran out, so they start the fight over again. And within after the second round starts, The guy that got poked just knocks the other guy out. So
you can't start. You can't stop the fight and then restart it, right? I mean, isn't that like rule number
poetic
one?
Poetic justice. Poetic justice for Ciryl Gane's soul. I don't know. I don't know. What is that? Is it right after the next card, this guy does this amazing feat of fucking Tom Aspinall should have done that?
Dude, he changed his screen name to Buffer Likes the D.
And then he disappeared.
And then disappeared. That was like
about Sean McCorkle.
Who else would, who like else would possibly do
according,
that?
According to Sean McCorkle. Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you, McCorkle ain't here, bro. But I fucking busted him out to Dominic Cruz. But I told him he's writing fan fiction about you, and you should know. You know, I don't know. Cruz was fucking flabbergasted and confused, and his face was all twisted up. Like, what?
Okay, so you did Cruz's podcast, right?
Allegedly. The investigation is still
ongoing.
And
you told Dominic Cruz that McCorkle has been making gay jokes about him for the past 3 years?
Yes, I fucking let him know. Yeah, like a man to man. I was like, look here, he's got some damn, you know, I'm missing an appointment right now. He's got a damn, incident report about you, you know, and suddenly that's how it is.
And Dominic Cruz ends up the kind of guy to laugh at this. So he looked at you confused as to why is he making gay jokes about me?
Buddy, listen, it was like telling Ted Koppel he was gay. It was like, what? He's like, no.
Now, if only McCorkle would know how to turn on his camera.
He was just so confidently, he was so confidently straight that I could see Sean McCorkle fucking shitting his pants right now.
And McCorkle just left. All right. Another thing that happened, right? So I don't know if you guys are following.
He hung up on it.
The whole gambling thing. I don't know if you're following this, Don. So,
oh, yeah. Break it down because it's confusing to me.
All right, so one of the guys, this guy, Isaac Dolgarian, he was had a record of 7-1. He's fighting this guy, Del Valle, who's 10-0. And I guess the line, all of a sudden, like the betting line just went like, it went crazy, like 10 minutes before the fight. 10 minutes before the fight. And that's when, like, the FBI or the bettors getting, like, something's weird is happening. Someone knows something, the inside information.
Yeah.
My fight might be fixed. So according to Dana White, they call Dana and say, hey, listen, do you know anything about this fight being fixed or what's going on? Dana then took the fighters into the back in the locker room and said, hey, what is this? Are you guys planning on doing something? Why? And they, oh, no, are you kidding? I'm going to go out. I would never. What? So then the fight happens. The guy gets.
Wait, Dana went back there and interviewed him?
Yeah. Like said, what's
it's
going
crazy
on?
Crazy that the FBI was that on top of. That's not a major fight, is it? I mean, was it like such a big fight?
No, it was on the undercard. Like,
an undercard fight, the FBI is so... It must be an algorithm that alerts them or something like that.
I don't know if it was the FBI that called them or it was just the gambling people.
Association, like, yeah.
Association. So then and I'm sure I have this story wrong to the people that want to correct me and fact check me, but I don't care. This is my version of it. I'm sticking with it. So then... the guy gets taken down and rear naked choked real quickly. Like, real quickly. So then Dana then calls the FBI and says, hey, look into this. Now the FBI is looking into it. They immediately fired the guy who was like 3-1 in the UFC, the guy who lost. He's not in the UFC anymore. And then after it was alerted that there might have been a fixed fight, and Ariel Helwani kind of blew up the story and all the story was, you know, then all the, a couple other fighters were saying, yeah, well, I've been approached to throw fights before. Like,
whoa.
Like three other fighters were saying, somebody offered me $70,000. I would never do it. And then fighters were actually like being funny about it. They were like, yeah, you know, all my losses were fixed or something. Whatever. But now it's a big investigation and the FBI's, they're going through all this stuff.
Is there any big names that are implicated in this?
No, I don't think so. Don, what do you think about all this?
I think it's fucking silly, you know. Heard he guy put himself in the rear naked choke.
Yeah,
and I didn't see it, but I mean, he did it himself. The other guy didn't do it.
I mean, so then people are saying, well, this is what happens when you fire fighter pay. It's a fighter pay issue because people are, you know, they can't, they're not getting paid enough. And if you paid them more, they wouldn't fix fights. And which I don't think that's even true because look at the NBA. That guy's fixed games. And he was like making what, $25 million or some crazy number?
Jesus Christ.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Jason, what are your thoughts about the whole thing?
No comment.
Profound, very profound.
And like, I don't know. What do you mean? What do I have to say about it?
I mean, you sound really fishy right now, Jason. Sound really fishy.
This is the first time in the history of the world.
Jason, what do you mean?
Jason has no comment for the first time. What do you know?
Yeah, like, don't. What do you mean? There's nothing that. What do you mean? You don't.
Did anybody ever come up to you and ask you to throw? Anybody ever ask you to throw a fight or no, Jason?
No.
No. Adon,
never. No,
I think pride figured I was getting old and hurt and banged up, and I was going to lose anyway. So, but the fights I lost, I had people ask me if I threw the fight after I lost the fight. I was like, no, I wish I did.
Oh man, yeah. So it's like it's a big deal. I mean, right now it's a very, very big deal. Also in MMA news. So, I don't know if you know this. Jake Paul was supposed to fight Tank Davis. Tank Davis got arrested for allegedly beating up a stripper at Tootsie's nightclub in Miami. I've been to Tootsie's. It's like, it is the best strip club I've ever seen. Hello? It is the best. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, what you're saying, Adam, is these strippers didn't deserve to be beat up.
No, that's they did not. Dude, I actually know the DJ Platypus. Because I actually went into Tootsie Strip Club one time, and I get recognized right after the last comic standing. I'm on a high. I'm like, oh, everyone noticing me. One person at the strip club noticed me, the DJ, the guy named DJ Platypus, right? I wanted all the girls. It was one dude. But, dude, you talk about some of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. And I brought my wife one time. She wanted to go because she heard I went. And I'm like, oh, I've never been here before. I was going there like once or twice. Dude, I sit down on a fucking huge screen, like IMAX movie screen. They wrote, "Welcome back, Adam Hunter."
I'm hilarious. Like, that should be in a movie. That's so funny.
I have the video. It was pretty funny. So anyway, so now Tank Davis is looking for an opponent to box, right? So they're saying Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou, and Ngannou responded. They're going back and forth. And Ngannou's like, you're crazy. DC is like, he'll kill him. Other names that are being thrown out are Andre Ward, Carl Froch, but then Nate Diaz said he already signed the contract and they're fighting. Jake Paul, do you think Ngannou, I mean, that's going to be one round, right? As soon as he lands a jab.
Jake Paul and Ngannou?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You can't be. He just saying that for funsies, really. I don't know. Maybe. Go ahead and do it. Let's see what happens.
Don Fry.
But wait, who But we're settling down on Nate Diaz now. Like we're going from Francis, and then we're going way down to like, all right. I mean, that's a good, more fair fight for sure.
Well, they already fought though, and according to Nate Diaz, he already signed the contract. But Francis Ngannou was called by Jake Paul's team, and they said, "We're considering you. Would you consider this?" And which Francis Ngannou said, "I'm going to murder you. Like it's not even going to be close." Like
Yeah.
feel
Well,
like.
okay, then fine. Then take the fight. Sign the line, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't you?
But then also Ryan Garcia is being tossed around. But then De La Hoya said no on Ryan Garcia.
Wait, De La Hoya was tossing him, Ryan Garcia around. Were they doing coke again?
No, like
This salad.
De La Hoya is he's under De La Hoya's brand. He
Promotion, yeah.
has promotion, so he said no.
I
Yeah.
know, but you know, I was making a
It's
little funsy. It's supposed to be MMA
Yeah,
roasted. Now,
Sean
MMA
McCorkle's here.
serious
Who's gonna do
to
the
a
gay
commute
jokes?
through Los Angeles.
Also, I don't know if you guys saw this,
Go
right?
Dodgers.
But so me and Mayhem talked about this a couple weeks ago. So there's this guy who says he could beat any UFC fighter. He's the GOAT. I'm the greatest guy in the world. I'm the greatest fighter. They're all pansies, right? So to which Sam Alvey said, "I'll be your Huckleberry. Like, let's do this." They've been going back and forth. And Sam Alvey is one of the funniest people of all time. I mean, literally, it's nonstop Sam Alvey trolling. So now they started a GoFundMe for the guy and to get him to fly to Dan Henderson's gym, right? And which Mayhem is now the special guest there, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but were they? Hey, are they gonna start a second GoFundMe when Sam Alvey kicks this guy into hyperspace?
The fight is tomorrow. The fight is
Oh, is it
tomorrow.
really? It's
The guy is
happening.
actually did it.
Buddy, I have to drive to Temecula tomorrow, bro. It's gonna be wild.
Oh man, we should go to that fight. We should all try to go.
It's gonna
Come
be
on,
live.
guys.
And this
Come
guy's
out.
name
Come
is.
together. Come to wine country with me, Adam. Come on out, bro. You want to go?
I'm in Prince George, Canada right now. So the
Oh,
guy
bro, I don't want to know what kind of I don't want to know what kind of piercings you got, man. I just wanted you to come to the fight.
That's a Prince Albert.
actually did it. The guy actually and now he's making fans along the way. He's meeting little kids at like they're like saying go John. Like people there's been 27 different videos that Sam Alvey has made. And like Ian Bagg is reached all these fighters are into it. Like and for some reason it's at Dan Mayhem is involved, but this is actually happening tomorrow. Now, I don't know. Alvey might kill this guy
I
or
mean, is it like a commission sponsoring it? It's
no, it's
just
just
like
some
a
random
private
dude.
event in a
No one knows the
place.
guy's last name or even knows anything about him. The guy's name is John.
Is he in town?
I didn't even
Did
know.
he
I did
show
not
up?
know
Is
it
he?
was
Yes.
John until, yeah, he's in town apparently. I mean, I think Adam just said.
He is. There's a video of him in front of the gym, in front of Hendo's gym. Like he's there.
Oh my God. Amazing, amazing, bro.
There's
And
not
the
an
heat is
AI.
on, bro. They're having a weigh in. Yeah, they're having a weigh in today.
Don't know if they're having a way in.
Wow, I don't know, man. This is wild, bro. It feels like the olden days. You know what I'm saying? I'm like pre-bully beatdown mayhem right now. I'm 2008 hemp.
So then
Dude, those ain't
there's a
America.
bunch of fights. There's some good fights this week. I don't know if you guys know about the fights. McCorkle didn't even he literally McCorkle literally showed up to the podcast just to write Bruce Buffer likes the D and then left.
Fuck McCorkle, bro. I'm sick of hearing about McCorkle, bro. I gotta talk about him all the time.
All right, so tomorrow, Saturday night, it's Bonefim, Gabriel Bonefim, who's 18-1, fighting Rude Boy Randy Brown. That should be a good fight. Randy Brown is one of these guys that he always wins fights. I think he's gonna lose. Lose his fight, I think he's gonna win. Guy Bonefim's 18-1. Matt Schnell goes by Danger. Joseph Morales, who I think won the Ultimate Fighter. That's a good fight right there. Also, Ismael Bonefim, that's his brother. He's on the card. Ricky Simone, he's a guy with a mullet, who's just a little badass. He's fighting on this card. Jamal Pretty Boy Emers is here. It's a really good card actually, of guys that most people don't know, but they're good. Miles Johns is a good fighter. Tisha Pennington, who's now married to Raquel Pennington. Tisha Torres, she's a badass. So yeah, that's this Saturday night. That was a great preview that we just did of the
Wait a minute, Pennington married Pennington?
No,
I mean, oh wow.
Tisha Torres.
Wait, I want a picture. I mean, I know it's a little perverted, right? But like, I want a picture of these beautiful women. What are you talking about? They
Tisha
married
Torres.
Each other.
Tisha Torres.
Oh man.
Oh, that she took
hot.
She
that's
took Pennington's name.
Not to get in her business. Not to get in her business.
I think you take the name, I guess, of the girl who's
who's the top?
Who's the top?
The more andro girl.
The one who
girl,
wears the strap
the more
on.
Andro girl.
You take their name?
Yeah, the more beastly woman, right? The more like
I don't think they want to be
masculine
called,
woman.
I don't think they want to be called beastlies. But I think
more androgenic. Andrew like has more masculine features, right?
I used to go, I went to high school.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. It could go the other way, right? It's the more like feminine woman who like runs the house.
No, I think beastly. I
don't know.
I think you're on the right track with beastly. I just don't know if that's the right word to describe.
That's mean. Yeah, I don't mean it mean, but it's all I can be. I'm just me.
The more Don Fry-ish, maybe. So
no, Don
the one
Fry
has more
would
of a
like
mustache.
Call him lesbos or some weird shit.
Oh, lesbians love Don Fry.
Sorry, guys.
There's actually a Smackers for Fry.
They want to be Don Fry.
Oh yeah, they all got mustache envy.
All right,
nothing. Y'all don't laugh at shit.
No, I'm
days.
Laughing.
Too cool.
All right, so what did you guys? What do you guys think of Mamdani?
Who the fuck is Mamdani?
Mamdani.
You talking about a 35 pounder?
No, the new mayor.
You talking about a
55er? The new mayor of New York. Who's
I think he's a featherweight.
New York
mayor.
New York's
what
first.
What did John Mayer got to do with it?
New York's first.
John Mayer ain't in a fight game.
The guy who can't bench his own body weight.
Yeah, the first Muslim.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Who's from? Who's
I thought it was a fucking Uganda. Mixed martial arts podcast. You fucking communist!
First of all, the fact that he's a democratic socialist was never.
He's a commie.
What does that
he's
mean?
A fucking commie.
He's and what are we doing? I mean, some of the things that he said.
A haircut, bro. They got that haircut, bro. They got that haircut he's got, bro. I don't know, man. That was like out of
on his website. It said he wants to tax whiter neighborhoods, right? So now,
who the hell is white?
Whiter
that
neighborhood.
That guy's whiter than you, Adam. That guy's whiter than you, Adam.
He
went
never
to
had a
nicer
he never had a real
did.
Job. He wants to take cops out off the subway and replace them with soldiers.
Hell yeah! I hope he gets it. I hope he puts a flower.
He gets it. He won.
At the every rifle, a daisy. I hope that he goes trolloping through Central Park with an Easter basket and a bonnet on his head and makes it a utopia. I'll be there. I'll be there if it works out. I'm going to. I'm moving to New York if it turns
well, I mean,
to
well,
utopia.
They said over
otherwise,
like,
I'm here in the mean streets of Los Angeles.
People have said that over 700,000 Jewish people have already left.
Are you serious? 700,000 Jewish
that's
people?
That's what I heard today. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Yeah, and then, you know what? And then a bunch of other people moved right in and just took over and said they lived there the whole time.
And they're Palestinian.
Oh God. Don, what do you think of Mamdani? Bad choice by New Yorkers, right?
He's a dumb fuck, and they're all dumb fucks for electing that guy. You know, he's going to turn it into... He's going to turn it into little Iraq, and it's going to be a fucking shit show.
Dude, you know what he did? All right. The first thing he says, he has an all-female transition force, right? So he's got five women on his new transition team, right? And he says,
hey, you know what? I'll sign up if you get free drugs. I'll just transition
well, he did.
With them.
Yesterday, he made a video saying, listen, I want to implement all my policies of having, you know, free this, free that, free that. Please send me money. Dude, I'm not even
hey,
making
man.
This up.
I'm gonna kick in, bro. I'm gonna kick in.
I'm not making this up. He said, "Send
just
me
for
money."
The beam.
He goes, "Here, you can. Here, listen. You can. I can help you figure out how to bang Sydney Sweeney, but first, fuck Rosie O'Donnell." I mean, essentially, like, what are we doing? Like, people.
I'm in. Either way, I'm in. You know what? I put Sydney Sweeney right behind her because this ain't going to take long.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a viral video going around of a guy dressed up as a... Oh, no. So there was a... a guy dressed up as a woman for
Get your
Halloween.
pronouns right. Get your
I don't
pronouns
know if
right.
he's transgender or he dressed up as a woman, but he was scolding a female for putting on a Native American costume on Halloween.
Who did it better? Who did the cosplay better?
And then also, have you guys seen what happened? Do you guys see what happened at Gold's Gym?
Oh.
I heard about it.
All right. Thank you for the chant, Mayhem. But here we go. It's hard to do a podcast. Somebody's
That's
chanting.
for my grandma. Rest in peace. She
No.
loved the Cleveland Indians. My grandma loved it, and she just died yesterday. God bless her
Really?
heart.
Oh, God
Sorry
bless
about
her.
that. Did she, did she,
Yep.
wait, did she really just die
Yeah,
yesterday?
yeah. She was a. Yeah, oh yeah. She's a tough lady. Yep.
Oh, sorry about that, man. So, all right. There
That's
was
all right, bud.
a woman, a black woman in Gold's Gym, and there was a white transgender female that was had her dick out in the locker room. Well, but she said that, or he said that it wasn't exposed. She had a towel over it. But I guess this is the third time this has happened at different Gold's Gyms, where I don't know if they're following each other, but the woman flipped out and said, I didn't go to the gym to see a fucking guy's cock in the locker room. And she's a lesbian, the woman. So she doesn't want to see any cock anywhere, especially in the locker room. So she's flipping out, which I guess now the guy, I guess he's one surgery away from joining Planet Dickless. But so fucking, so she's flipping out.
Aren't we all one surgery away from being dickless?
But not
Anyway,
joining
good.
Planet Dickless.
Ah!
That's a good point, Bill. So she's flipping out in the locker room, and she's got a point. But the transgender said, "Listen, I'm a woman, and trans people have been around for thousands of years. Which is that even true?
Yeah, it
that's
is.
true,
Yeah.
really?
What, men betrayed me to be a woman
Yeah,
with
hell
their
yeah.
dicks intact? I mean, I'm sure that happened
No,
back in Rome.
listen. I know, unfortunate deep dive. I had that encyclopedia book about it, but there's like so much history of gender bending in every society that it's like fucking normal. Like everywhere has it, and it's just America is psycho about it. Like for some reason, it was in ancient times. There were always like a weird like boy girl
Is
kind
that
of
why they had
deal,
the French
and
guillotine? They had
same thing.
those little small guillotines back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's for the foreskins, right? Or for cigars. It's like, well,
Cigars.
it's what Don uses to get his cigars going.
So Gold's Gym kicked both of them out. Then they
This,
both got kicked
buddy, listen, this lady, I did this story on the Adam Carolla show, and really the heart of that story was her excellent performance at Gold's Gym. And her quote, and I quote, was there's guys walking around here with big dicks in the live women's locker room. You got
I
a
think
girl,
that's a problem.
there's guys
I think
walking around in the women's
she,
locker room with their big dicks out.
yeah, she had a big dick.
She
If
was,
she had a
she's
small
gold.
dick, it would be
She's
a
gold.
problem.
But now the girl with the
It,
big,
yeah, exactly.
the girl with the big dick said that other people were comforting her, saying, "Are you okay? Well, how big was this dick?" Don, what are your
I
thoughts?
mean, a black woman said it was a big dick, so it got to be pretty big.
But she's a
You know,
lesbian though. She's a lesbian though. So
that's
how
true.
many dicks has she seen? Don, thoughts about this and the girl with the big dick?
it's a guy with a dick. There's no girl with a dick. It's a fucking guy. And until he gets it chopped off, he's a guy. You know, if you
Right.
make the commitment, you make the commitment and you chop it off, I'll call you a she or a her.
Right,
You
right,
know,
right.
That's
besides
fair.
that, that's fair.
Yeah,
That's fair.
absolutely. Absolutely. You
I mean, but
know,
how would you
but
know? I mean, do you have to see it?
yeah. Show me, prove it to me.
I think it's not a bad idea. Like,
A strict no-dick policy in
If
the
they're
locker
willing to
room.
walk around a woman's locker room with his dick hanging out, then they ought to be willing to
I
fucking
know.
show me that they don't have a dick.
All right. Okay. I got
Yeah.
it. I think that should be, once Don Fry says you do or do not have a dick, I think that should be the standard.
Hey, but
I
wait.
do think, yeah, if you have dick and
Jesse,
balls, you should not be allowed, period.
is Dawn standing outside of the door of the locker room checking this situation? Or, like,
That's
I
it, man.
don't
I'm
get
a
how
dick
this
checker.
works.
I'm the muff checker, man. You got a muff.
No. Dick checker's way funnier.
All right, another thing that came out was you know how the Louvre, how do you say it?
Louvre,
the
the
Louvre.
Louvre.
You know how that was robbed of $100 million,
Yeah.
and it was a female in charge. They put a female in charge of security for the first time, and
Yeah.
like 2 months later, it's $100 million heist. Well, now it says that the password for the surveillance system was Louvre.
What
It was Louvre.
do
That was the, that was.
No way.
Yeah, that was the password.
No, I cannot believe that. No numbers, no exclamation points, really just Louvre.
Yeah, that
I
I believe
Also, Kim Kardashian blames ChatGPT for failing her law test. Yeah, I mean that's like blaming your, you know, your her vagina for failing her STD test. Like, I mean, at one point, like,
it. Good one.
I'm not sure. Come on. If you're a lawyer and you're using ChatGPT to pass, that can't be right.
Well, I would figure that it would be a, I figured that it would be a good tool, actually. Like, if you could get facts out of it and get
Yeah.
like the actual, I don't know, the way
Did she
that the
explain
L sat is
why?
like,
Well, she said that everything that she was using it to help her study for exams, and everything
yeah,
ChatGPT told her was wrong.
right. She didn't bother double.
but
She didn't know any answers, so she didn't know any answers on her own. And can decide, hey, that's the wrong answer.
the problem is she didn't go to law school. She's trying to pass the bar exam without going to law school.
Well,
I
yeah,
think that's
the
sort
bar
of.
is a bunch of essay questions, a bunch of essay questions, and like multiple choice tests. So it's not like unfathomable that you could figure it out without going to law school. But yeah, I think it would help a lot.
And then Robert De Niro's transgender daughter said her dad's been very supportive, and that
Who?
recently she told her dad
Who?
she said her dad wanted to get some touch-ups, and then her De Niro told her, "You're a good-looking kid. You don't got to do anything to change yourself." I think a little late for that, right? Like that,
Right.
like he says that now. I don't
I
know.
know. Yeah, that seems a little odd.
That seems just a little odd.
Yeah.
So yeah, those that that those are the news.
Like you can have dysphoria about your gender, but you can't have dysphoria about your looks.
Right. It's you know
Yeah,
what
you
though?
can. What are you talking about? Yeah, you can. Look at Bezos' wife. Hacked her whole face off. Bitch, she looks like she's in the movie Cats.
She's still kind of hot
That's a
though.
lot. That's half of L.A. Jesus.
Still kind of hot though. I mean, mayhem, you wouldn't hit
Kinda. Listen, that cybernetic woman could get it any day of the
Yeah.
week.
By the
You know
way,
what I mean?
asking Jason if he would hit it, it's not the
I'll put
best
her
list
robot
smiths.
tits. I'll put her robot tits right in my eyeballs, bro, and tune in Tokyo. Tune in Tokyo. I don't know. I get it. I get it. She is. She's hot. She's like exactly what is hot that like tricks your brain that she's
Yeah.
hot. The same way that like they all start looking transgender, even though it's not. It's just she's got the hot piece of meat on her face.
John Jones says that Tom Aspinall is a one-trick pony. He watched a fight with Ciryl Gane. All he has is a good 1-2.
Buddy, the spot on assessment from the GOAT, to be honest. Ha ha. Yep. Sorry. You know, he fucking is kind of exposed just in that first round. We went, oh, okay. What else you got, Tom? Because you better learn something new because that was exactly what he always did. And fucking Gon was ready for it.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
you know, and then BJ Penn was arrested for
Eye
six.
poke notwithstanding. Eye poke notwithstanding. Like, it was a good fight up until then. Tom could have done something more, but he already
But
got bopped one good time, and that's a lot for a heavyweight.
John Jones took out Ciryl Gane in what, like 30 seconds? Like a minute?
Yeah,
It
but
didn't really make
different
it the
fighter,
Tom Aspinall
different
case.
style, different. It's a different, it's not, you know what I mean? It's rock, paper, scissors. You know what I mean? It's like this guy has a different skill set, and like, John Jones just hugged him down. Like, nope. And then Ciryl Gane actually looked in a lot better shape and was less bulky and looked more fluid and looked more recovery oriented. After the exchanges, he like reset himself and took a deep breath and was ready to go all night, I think. His muscles weren't huge. He was like ready to go 25 minutes.
So, BJ Penn got arrested for the sixth time yesterday, beating up
Dude,
on.
what's up, bro? How much money before, they're gonna look, the courts are just sucking money out of him, and the bail bonds, and everyone is getting all their money out of him right now. Bro, hurry up. Like, he got to stop and go to rehab, or fuck you. Don't let him out. Don't let him have drugs. That's just the real reality. Like, come on, man. We all know. We're all wide awake to what's going on. So, all right, let's stop him now. And, like, come on. I don't know how to do it. Do I have to go over there, like, dog the fucking bounty hunter? And, like, swear that I'll catch him if he runs from rehab? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm very at wit's end about the situation, because at some point he just has to sit in the box and clean his system out. And, like, not, right. Let's see where your brain's at when you stop drinking for a while, stop smoking for a while, stop, you know what I mean? Anything.
You're absolutely right. And Dana White, according to the Hollywood Reporter, once apparently lost $30 million in blackjack.
Good.
He says
good.
He says it's
clear. Yeah, to where? The Red Rocks Casino, where his buddies own that place, so it doesn't matter?
So the article says, why UFC boss Dana White is the most untouchable whale in Las Vegas. Ultimate Fighting Google, whose gambling exploits are so wild they're going to be the subject of a Netflix documentary, once apparently lost $30 million at the tables.
Jesus Christ.
When the house is owned by your best friend, billionaire business partners, is anyone really going to make you pay? Recently, a Netflix production
company
following Dana right around Las Vegas. He's a larger than life. Once they said he lost $800,000 at the Bellagio, Ultimate Fighting. I mean, he says it's all that's all clickbait bullshit. I mean, at $30 million.
I don't even know how that's mathematically possible. In one night, over the course of 20 years.
Well, you have never done cocaine.
$3 million one night, I think, is impossible. I don't buy it.
White has referred to himself as a degenerate gambler. And he said, this is like my part-time job. I work in the UFC all day long, and I play cards at night. Addict or mere aficionado, he loves the action. I can't go on vacation without playing. Oh, man, he's got to be careful. That's rough. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's crazy. So, I mean, could you imagine?
Hell yeah, I can imagine. That's no big deal. Are you kidding me? Well, I'll fucking blow through goddamn $20 million in a damn weekend if you give it to me correctly.
No, you wouldn't.
Hell yeah, I would. You kidding me, bro? You don't know how to have fun, Adam. You're like all anxiety ridden all the time.
You don't have not a child. Me, you don't have not a kid.
Me, bud. Not me, bud. I'll go buck ass wild, bro. We just had the best time of our lives. You want to spend 23 grand with me? Bro, listen here, I'm going to take it up. Hey, to $30 million we're going to spend tonight.
I would, right?
We had the best party. Hey, you think those strippers at that place in the fucking Atlanta? All right, listen, these strippers got impregnable defense, bro. You can't beat these strippers up, Tank Davis. They'll uppercut the shit out of you, the strippers I got for $30 million coming to my next fight party. Listen, we're going to spend all that money in one night at a new fight circus, right? We're going to have a Bob Tank fight of a million little school children, okay? Then we're going to have an Adam Hunter do double legs on strippers in front of his wife, you know? Then we're going to do a slip and slide contest with Don Fry. Just coming off the dome. So stop me if you've heard this one. Next up is Bill Dawes.
Okay. I feel like I'm in a. This is a fucking filibuster. Okay.
I'm just doing an Adam Hunter on Adam Hunter.
All right, Jason. I love you, man.
Love you too, bud.
Don, what do you have coming up?
Dang, man. Well, I'm a liar. You got some buddies. Got a rodeo coming up. I'm gonna head up with the rodeo and the bull riding. Yeah,
it'll
be a good time.
Hell yeah!
Wait, where is this rodeo? And who's doing
rodeos? Are a blast. Yeah, have you ever been out
to the rodeo?
Up in Phoenix, man. There's a rodeo up in Phoenix at the Chase Field.
Oh, nice. Are you gonna be riding the bull?
No,
baby, I am the bull.
He is the bull.
Yeah. Oh God, bro, don't let this man ride a fucking bull. Cause that man, I had a buddy who got his mouth stepped into a fucking stepped in by a hoof. You know
what
I mean?
Oh man,
he was a tough jujitsu guy because he was right back on the mat after they wired his jaw shut.
Holy shit,
Bill, what do you have coming up?
Nothing.
That's bullshit. What do you have coming up? Aren't you in like Euphoria or something or some fucking?
That doesn't come out till like January.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I will see.
Did we
I was supposed to, you
you
know
know
what's so
speaking
funny?
with
Well, I did. I was supposed to be full frontal in it, so I got really nervous. I was like, I asked ChatGPT how to make my dick bigger in 2 weeks, and apparently you can't. But I took a Viagra the day of the show, and then they canceled my nude scene. So I drove home with a headache and a boner. It's a true story.
Wait, were you with Sydney Sweeney? Isn't she on that?
No, with Zendaya.
Wait, you were naked with Zendaya?
I was supposed to be fully frontal with Zendaya in the scene, yeah.
Hey, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I got a shower scene coming up right now with Rosie O'Donnell.
Dude, wait a minute. Now, did you take the
Watch out, she's got a
Viagra?
bigger dick than you.
Did you take the Viagra and they saw your dick and canceled the scene?
Oh,
That's
I was waiting for them to see my dick because so I took the Viagra so I could get that like Snickers bar vein. And then and I was like, I got the Snickers bar vein, I'm ready to go, but my eyes were bloodshot, my nose was runny, my throat was closing. And then the AD goes, "Oh, we're canceling the nude scene." And I was like, "God damn
Who
it."
else was in the scene with you?
So if you well, Zendaya comes in because she's working at the strip club and she's like cleaning up and I get robbed at a strip club, and so they have to like throw me out. They
So
like
you're
so I'm supposed to be
so you're like the mark, and you end up butt naked,
yes.
and it's
Yes. I'm
carry
supposed to
out
have
your
pants
dick.
around the ankles, pants in the ankles. They pick me up, they have to throw me out, I have to put my pants on. And then at the last minute they change to being your underwear. But if
But
you watch the scene, you can see like my eyes are fucking beet red. My face is flushed.
now,
And that's your fault for using performance enhancing drugs, bro. That's your, you should have went all natural with
what did
the.
the scene say? The
But
guy has a
because,
boner. The scene say the guy has
because
a boner.
the only thing is, like, I didn't want some people to watch the scene and be like, "Oh my God, you're so brave."
Did the
You know,
scene?
you don't want someone to look at your dick and go, "You're brave."
Wait, did the scene say you had a boner?
No, but I was supposed to be like naked, flaccid, but I need to have a nice chub. I don't want people to think I'm brave. I want the people, let's say, congratulations.
Yeah, but
I want
wouldn't they
people
be
to look at
like,
my
hey,
dick.
why does this actor have a boner right now?
Not a boner. You gotta ride the line. You know what a chub is. You gotta ride the line. You gotta get the fluff without the, you know.
You could have took B12 vitamins, bro. You would have been better off.
I just
Herbert.
wanted to look girthy and veiny. I just want to look
Isn't
vascular. I want to have a vascular penis for the TV.
Don, when you
It's
were in
HBO. It's not Tubi. I gotta
Don,
look
when you were in King Kong, did you have a boner?
man. Hell yeah, King Kong's half. He's naked, man. He's got a nice ass too.
All right, goodbye, guys. Hey, I got to be out of Mayhem Miller something.
I'm in Prince George tonight. I'm in Grand Prairie this Saturday. Next week, Medicine Hat, Canada. So Saskatoon, and then I'll be on Gutfeld Monday. You guys are the best. Thanks,
Nice.
guys. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.